Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, I am disgusting.
I am also disgusting.
You are?
Yeah.
Me too. I am
disgusting.
Tired. Yeah, you know what? I am very tired too. My whole body hurts. And I don't know how you're going to New Orleans in like 2 days.
Well, I also don't know.
Man, who's all going? The whole crew?
The whole crew. You know, like, you know, when you plan something, like somebody's like, oh my God, you know, it's this special thing,
but it happens to me all the time.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, you know, in 8 months or whatever. And you're like, yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah. Count me in. And they're, you know, you like paid ahead and all of that. That's exactly what happened. That happened with Heather and Katie's, you know, bachelorette. It happened with this birthday thing that I went to this last weekend. And now it's happening again for Marcus's birthday. And I am exhausted. I'm very excited to celebrate them. Like, I've been very excited for every single thing. So I don't want to sound like an asshole, but I'm fucking tired. I feel like just this last month, I've been living your life this last, like, I don't know, like 5 years,
my old life. I don't travel nearly as.
Well, I would say like in the last year or so, but I'm just saying like, there were many years that you were literally like going off here and then going off there. And I was like, how the frick is she doing that? And I kept thinking, I was like, oh, well, cause she's young.
It's more so like, because when you plan something in advance, it feels like it's like, oh yeah, I can do that. And like, you want to be supportive and you want to be involved and you want to go and do it.
Right.
And then it comes down to you, you're like, I don't want to go.
Yeah. I'm so tired.
And that's happened to me many times where it's like, oh, well, I really don't want to go. And I can't believe I let this happen again, yet again.
Yeah. But the thing is too, like we said, like every single thing that you've gone to, you're happy that you went. Like, there's never a time when you're like, oh my God, I really wish I hadn't done that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always a good time and it's always a good time with friends, but yeah, I mean, it sounds bad, but like, I was dreading June.
Well, like, that's understandable.
As it was coming up. Cause I was like, oh my God, every single weekend is completely, completely booked. And it's not even just the weekend. It's like, you know, home for 2 days, then gone again, and then home for 2 days. And yeah. So anyway, but you just came off a big weekend or a week.
Just about a week.
Well, cause you were prepping for it before you even started it. Right.
Yeah. So we just finished the Naked Training retreat, the second one ever. And it was great. I mean, every person that was there, was awesome. There was no, and it's not that like, you know, a lot of people ask, was there any one person or like maybe like where it got weird or,
right.
You know, because sometimes you could have someone who's like not super happy or they, you know, the retreat we did before, we had maybe a couple people, really mostly just one, but that expected it to be a little bit different than the way that it was.
Right.
And it was always a retreat. but they were hoping for more coaching and like almost seminar-esque, like educational type stuff, but that's not what it's for.
Right.
You know, we want to start doing more. Well, we don't do it at all anymore. We don't do it all. So we would like to start doing some workshops. I don't really like to call them seminars. That's stupid. And too many people who are not, you know, don't really have the education or experience to have a seminar, do seminars. I think it's weird.
Right.
I like to use the term masterclass or workshop,
because
that's what we did in dance. We'd have these incredible choreographers or teachers that are like really well known and world renowned would come and they would do masterclasses. You would take their masterclass. And we're going to start, hopefully start doing that. So that can be some of that more educational opportunity and maybe look around where a lot of people in our community with Naked, where they live, and look for different cities where we could go and do like a 1 day workshop, like a 2 day workshop, and be able to do some hands-on coaching. But the retreat, it is a retreat for a reason. It is just a time for us to, one, exercise together, do activities that also offers exercise in them, like hiking Zion National Park or doing the amazing race. Like it's fun. It's competitive. The race was, but we're getting fit. We're doing things that make us more healthy. And then also too, time in the gym. It's a time for everyone to get, all of us get to work out and move together, but it's not just coaching and, you know, sitting down, looking at a whiteboard, learning things. It's right. not, it's just like, here's what we're doing. They've all been following the program anyways. So things are modified. You know, a lot of us are still offering coaching, walking around, fixing technique and things like that. But it's really just a time for us to get to know each other and, you know, spend quality time with people that are following the program and have been for a very long time. And Gina, it really was great. You would have loved this group.
Oh, I know. When you FaceTimed me, I was like, I got some FOMO for sure.
Dude, every time I go or do anything, everyone's like, where's Gina? They thought that she would be there. And I was like, listen, so did I, but she's not.
But her June is completely taken.
You know, she always has something going on. So they were like, they wanted to FaceTime. So I texted her and I told her to FaceTime me. And I just literally handed the phone off to all the women.
I know. It was funny because you know me, like, it's like such a, it's always surprising for me. Like when somebody like wants to talk to me in a way. So, you handed the phone off and I was talking to this very sweet girl. I think her name was Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Super sweet. And so I'm talking to her and then I think I was talking to like a Becky and a Becca, I believe. Yeah. Yep. And then Chelsea was there. And so I'm like talking to them and I'm talking for a while. And then I was like, where's Brooke?
I literally just walked away.
I know. And I love talking to them, but I'm not usually in a position to where I loved talking to them, but you know me, I start to feel awkward. Like,
yeah,
like what, like, why do you want to talk to me? Like what should I say? Like,
dude, that was,
should I perform? Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
I get like that where I'm thinking like, okay, what should I ask him next?
like, should I try to be extra funny? Like, I don't know. Yeah. And I was literally out of the shower, you know, and it was just like one of those things where I was like, oh, like, you know, B wants to be the FaceTimer. So I was like, FaceTime you. And we had that whole conversation. You guys, we had the funniest. I really enjoy miscommunications.
Oh,
so much. I love this shit. So Brooke texts me and she goes, hey, FaceTime me. And I say,
we'll wait.
Okay, go.
Preface this. Okay. You guys, okay. I know that Gina's got like one thing after another, after another, after another. And I know this, especially because she couldn't come here.
Right.
And I'm there And I know that she's going to be going to Tahoe. She told me, she goes, she was home for like a literally, in my mind, she was home for like a day and then she was leaving. Like right. She got back from Vegas. She was home for like a day or two and then she's gone to Tahoe. Right. And she was kind of stressed out about that, like driving up there. And now they're leaving a day earlier and coming home a day earlier because then they're going to Courtney's weightlifting match and all these things.
I know. Yeah. Parts, it was a lot to remember. A lot to
she
remember.
She was also going to Tahoe for a friend of hers birthday, whose name is Jordan.
Right.
And her son's name is Jordan. So that's, right. that's the preface. And I right. text her and I'll just read it because it's that good. I texted her and I said, are you available to FaceTime right now? Are you available? Are you available right now for a FaceTime? And she goes, I will be in a bit. Sammy's parents are here. And I said, who's Sammy? Jordan's fiance. I go, whoa. Ha ha ha. Okay. Now I want to see a picture of her. She goes, dude, you have hung out with her. And I said, really? Now I really need a photo. She goes, Morgan's best friend. They've been together for 6 years. She was at the Halloween party. I go, I still do not know who you're talking about. Jordan and her have been together for 6 years. So she goes, yes. And Gina, I didn't even told you this part.
What?
She sends me a picture, a screenshot of a family photo sort of. And I, Gina, I scanned through that photo looking for a new face. I full on was looking through this photo. Like, I don't get it. Who, it's not Kylie. Okay. That's definitely Morgan.
Yeah. That's Casey.
And that's Casey. And that's Sammy. And I almost wrote you back and was like, why'd you send me that picture? And then I wrote, and then I realized, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So basically, for those of you who don't know, my son had asked me, he was like, hey, you know, Sammy and I, his fiance, who Brooke has known for like 6 years,
yes. a long time,
like a very long time, and knows like very well, that they might want to get married at the house. So I had them over, cause I literally had 2 days before I was leaving town again. I said, hey, come over. She said, can my parents come? I said, yeah, no problem. So they had come over and we were discussing like, if we were to do a wedding here, like how we would do it. And so I'm dying because I'm like, dude, how do you not know who Sammy is? Like, what the fuck? And then, so anyway, it was funny. So then she messages me and she goes, oh my God, I thought you were going for your friend Jordan's. I thought you were in Tahoe for your friend Jordan. I didn't realize it was for your son Jordan. I go, no, I'm not in Tahoe.
And I was I swear you were supposed to be in Tahoe.
I know. It just kept getting better. So
And then it gets better.
What?
Then I message her today and I'm like, hey, we need a podcast. You know, I'm like, you know, we could do it tomorrow. You know, it was, because I didn't get to see her. She wasn't able to come up here after the Vegas trip because she had the Tahoe thing coming up. So she had to stay home. And then I basically have been working the retreat,
right,
getting ready for it. And then everyone showed up Wednesday. I'm picking people up Wednesday and I'm with them through Sunday. And man, that doesn't seem like that many days, but that's a lot of days. I am so tired.
Yeah.
And I know that I also, you know, I have some blood, you know, hormonal issues and brain issues.
Well, also I feel like that's a lot of you to like be like extroverted.
Oh yeah.
Extroverted for that many days, like to be on like talking to people and yeah, that's a lot.
But I did that and I'm so sore. And then, you know, so my weekend's long, I knew that she was going to be in Tahoe. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'm thinking we're both really tired. We've had a day, we've had a weekend. And I text her to figure out a time to do the podcast. And she goes, can we do it today? Because I'm actually leaving for New Orleans. And I was like, what the fuck? Where are you going?
Where are you going? Why are you going?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You're just gone so much.
I know.
Which is so funny because it's like, I'm gone. I mean, both of us to each other, we're gone. And it sucks.
It does suck. No, it's just been this month. This month's been nuts. But like that, like I'm literally like, I'll be gone for like 4 days, back for 2 days, gone for 4 days. But yeah, it'll, well, and what's crazy is like, I'm sure anybody living that direction, I mean, probably even in Utah, there's this huge heat wave.
Oh yeah, it's hot.
So it's supposed to, I was looking.
Oh, you're going to be in trouble.
I'm going to die.
You will die.
It was like, I was looking at it and it was like, you know, 80s, 90s. And then literally Wednesday through Saturday is like 100. It's like
and in humidity. The
hundreds and humidity, which I am dying. I'm like, oh my God, how, and I don't wear shorts.
You better be.
Everyone's like, just dresses. Wear the shorts. I'm wearing those dresses. Dude. But yeah, so, but I am excited to celebrate Marcus and, you know, it'll be fun. I mean, it's New Orleans, but I'm just going to drink a lot of water. It's what I did in Vegas. Drink a lot of water, try not to break anything. You know,
you broke your toe.
I broke my toe, hobble around. But, oh dude, I was watching this and I thought of you because you always talk about how humid Florida is.
Oh yeah.
So I turned on the show and I literally had to turn it off because it was so gross to me. But it's called Dirty Rotten Cleaners. And I think it's on Hulu. Hulu.
Is it like the secret life of like cleaners?
It's cleaners that go in and clean up homes and it's based in Florida. The show's based in Florida because it's the most, because since, I mean, we obviously have hoarders and all of that mess everywhere. Mm-hmm. But they're saying how bad it is in Florida because of it's like the most humid and the hottest of like all the states.
All the hoarding states.
Yes. Yes.
Are you from
the hoarding states? And dude, they were cleaning out this house for poor Waldo, this guy Waldo. And it was the nastiest. I had to turn it off. And you know me, I love nasty shit.
Oh yeah.
But I had to turn it off midway through because it was like, there was so much urine that it was like growing different things. It had cockroaches. They talk about these like German cockroaches, which are the worst ones. And because
the cockroaches in Florida are like this big.
Yeah. Well, these were called German cockroaches for whatever reason. And they said that they're the most like resilient because they eat each other and they eat their own poo. So they can like literally live off of anything. And this guy was just like grabbing handfuls of like poop. It was
cockroach poop?
Cockroach poop. There's cockroach poop on the walls. Ugh. Yeah, it was fucking gross. Nasty. That's so yeah. Crazy. Yeah. Just don't hoard in Florida.
No. that is a rule to live by. That seems like you just, if you're a hoarder, okay, move some, just don't be there. Cause you can't there. I feel like
you can only hoard and dry in dry. Yeah. States.
There's no coming back from that. Like, yeah. Let's say you decided to like turn your life around and you didn't want to just throw everything away because you're like, you know what? I do want to get rid of like 90% of this, but I want to keep 10% of it. Chances are that 10% is fucked up.
It is fucked ruined. Up. Well, it's and ruined. This is the crazy part is that you're not just ruining the stuff in your house. You're ruining the house. Mm-hmm. Like the urine had soaked into the floorboards and the wood was rotted out. It was growing mushrooms in the carpet. Like it was just
disgusting.
I had to turn it off.
Don't you remember when there was a leak in that, the condo that I lived in Santa Cruz? Yes. There was a leak from outside
and you had mushrooms coming into growing my closet, in your closet.
And in my closet, there were mushrooms. And that was absolutely disgusting. I took everything out of my closet, had to rip back the carpet. And then of course I'm renting. So it's like, I don't know what to do. Wait for them to come and bring in a fan. And then it's like, we'll dry it out. And then it's like the process of elimination for people like that, right? It's like if you buy a house and there's you have home insurance or whatever,
right?
And you have it on your appliances, right? So you buy the house, you're like, well, a warranty. So if an appliance isn't working right, instead of just, there's two types of people in the world. One, the person who goes for the warranty, right? Because they like, they don't care if it takes a really long time. They don't care if it takes many phone calls and emails and checkups and whatever. They want to save that dollar. And you have the other person who's like, I don't want to wait for any of that shit. I need this to work. I'm just going to buy a new one. Right. I'm definitely.
You're the second one. Yeah. I know. Me too.
Because you have warranties, you call and you're like, hey, there's a leak. I think it might be the water heater or whatever. And they're like, huh, well, I can be out there to check on it this day. They come out and check on it. They're like, well, it seems like it should be doing okay. I could probably change this part. We should probably wait and see. Let's get everything in here nice and dry. That could take a week. And then we'll come back and check on it and see if it's worth replacing.
Right. And in the meantime, you've had like no dishwasher or washer and dryer or anything. Yeah. Well, and I also feel like every time I've bought a warranty, like say it's like a 2-year warranty or mm-hmm. 5-year warranty, which they won't do warranties longer than that, right?
You lose your receipt.
You lose your receipt. No. Or you're like, they're like, they check it and they're like, oh, you're, you know, 1 month past your warranty. I'm sorry. That's not going to work out. And I was like, what the fuck? Why the fuck did I buy this stupid warranty? Yeah. So yeah, it's literally happened to me probably 3 or 4 times. Happened with my car. It was like, oh, if the transfer case goes out, if it's under 90,000 miles, because I've had my car for a long time. So the guy's like, oh yeah, it's under 90,000 miles. So like, we could probably take care of that for you. And then he goes, oh, but it's 90,000 miles or 5 years. And I'd had it for like 7 years. So I was like,
you're like, but if it's 90,000 or can't we just stick to the first one? Yeah, and not I know. Do the no,
they go for the low one.
You're like, so you're saying this isn't like an either or situation.
It's no, definitely not. So they're like, you're screwed.
So lame.
Oh yeah. I know. It's like snake oil of appliances.
The retreat was awesome. There was so many wonderful people there. One in particular, her name is Margaret, and she's from New York City, and she is the best, Gina. And you guys know how Gina and I collect divorced women, and she's also divorced, and she is awesome. Yeah, she's a force, and she's divorced.
A force and divorced. He's divorced.
And she's coming to Bali.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool.
We were sitting at breakfast and I can't remember who was asking me like about it or whatever. And she may have asked me a question and then I like answered it. And then she goes, I'm going to be there. And I go, wait, what? She goes, I bought my spot 2 years ago.
No way.
And I was like, I told her, I'm like, you just made my day so much better.
That's so awesome.
It just made me realize too, because you know, we look at like the people who are coming on the Bali trip and I haven't looked at it in a while. And this is also, I need to double check and see if everyone's paid in full to see exactly mm-hmm. who's going. But there are so many women coming that are like, you know, mid 30s, in their 40s. Some
love it.
40s. So it's going to be so much fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
It was pussy a power. Really good
time. Oh yeah. Pussy and power. I had talked to some people. I was there saying that, you know, we've brainstormed about the idea of us doing a between the reps trip.
Right.
That people could go on. They like that idea.
I would be down for that.
Oh yeah.
Like it was funny. Cause like somebody was, I think it was Stacy that I was talking to, and I don't know if she meant, so sorry, Stacy, if you're listening and I screwed this up, but I didn't know if she meant to do like, remember how we said like, we would like travel places.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was like, well, where would we travel and how many people would show up?
Oh yeah.
I mean, like, no, for like, sure. Like if you plan like a tour or something like that, it's like,
all right guys, okay, we're at our first stop. Can't wait to see you, who all showed up. Yes. And then we like,
we'll be in Cincinnati. The van. And then it's like,
open the van door. Like it's more, no, it's like, this is like move that truck. And it moves. And it's just
No one.
Like, all right, move it back.
Never mind.
What is
that? This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing.
No, but it was, you really would have loved me and everyone that came to the retreat. In fact, so Stacy, her and her husband were there, and they were celebrating their anniversary and his birthday.
Oh, very
and
cool.
They live in upstate New York, and they were really fun. I mean, everyone, there were so many cool people.
Oh, I love that.
You would have loved it.
I would have loved it. Maybe we will do a between the reps.
No, I think we should. I think
I'm just worried because, you know, the activity part.
Well, here's the thing, right?
You know?
It's between the reps, Gina. So
I know.
What are we going to do? Well, for sure, we're going to have a lot of yuck yuck activities, which is, you know, maybe we're doing.
We should have to do certain activities in overalls. Yeah. Right. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like a field game competition in overalls.
Yeah. Like where you carry the egg with the spoon.
Yes.
Or like
bobbing for apples. Bobbing,
yeah. All of it.
In the tail.
Stack races. No, I'd get hurt for sure.
Three-legged race.
Yeah. We can do that.
Yeah. Wheelbarrow race.
I just see myself just.
We just play Twister.
I love all of it.
You know, we have like we do one of those wine nights where you have someone that teaches you paint, like the paint night, where you drink wine.
Yeah.
And we like doing paint nights.
We do like doing. Yeah. I still have our paintings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hey, if you're listening to this, we're going to work on it, whether we plan it ourselves or. We work with a company like
maybe,
you know, like Trova Trip, who's doing the Bali trip, but to
maybe
be honest,
email us and let us know if you're even interested.
Yeah. Actually
between the reps at gmail.com.
Email us and maybe let us know some locations that you think would be really fun.
Yeah.
And, maybe we'll just plan it ourselves, Gina. And so we don't have to, you know, I don't know if we did plan it ourselves.
Yeah.
We would also have Devin, who'd be really good at
getting really good at it.
Yeah. She'd be really good at getting shit done.
Hey. We're doing this. It's at Brooke's mom's.
I'm like, hey, mom.
Sorry, Leslie.
Mom, so don't be mad. We're having a retreat here.
We just have a bunch of sleeping bags on the lawn.
We're having
people are laying there while dogs are coming and taking little dumps next to them. Okay, guys, now we're all going to pick up the poop.
All right. Hey, don't step in there.
We just use everyone to clean your mom's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So yuck, yuck Sunday. we're going to start by spending most of the morning in bed watching scary movies. And then we're going to wake up and sort of want to clean ourselves up, which yeah. that by that, I mean, we maybe brush our hair. We put on our overalls that we had on the night before
and brush our teeth.
And then we brush our teeth and then we might clean up the kitchen. You know, we might do a little bit of cleaning. Yeah. And then from there, the fun starts. We head down to the market. We get some snacks. We get some drinks. And then we go back and we choose some more shitty,
shitty Netflix
horror
shows.
Movies, horror yeah. movies.
Yeah.
But we laugh a lot.
Horror is required.
We laugh. Maybe we like one day we just do like a pamper day and we get like, you know, a spa day.
Yeah. But it's actually not even like they think they're paying for a spa and we just throw out like some of those like face masks from the, like animal face masks.
We're all just sitting there like, all right, now get your, grab your bag. Okay. We pull out like a face mask just and then we also, we pull out like a, one of those big, huge, heel file things.
Just grab your own heels.
All right, guys.
The petty egg.
Yeah.
The old petty egg. All right, guys. Well, we had to make this a quick one because Brooke needs to go to bed and so do I.
All jokes aside, not even jokes, because we love to joke.
Yeah.
And actually, I just want to say this to you, Gina.
Yes.
Still to this day, I know that we've experienced this together many times. I started listening to one of our podcasts, one of the recent ones. I laughed my ass off.
Which one?
I listened to us sometimes.
Yeah.
And I can 100%, it's like, I feel like I'm one of our listeners that's just listening to us, yet I'm listening to myself and I'm just like cackling. Yeah. I'm so dumb.
I mean, so dumb. But yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, I definitely have listened to a couple. It's hard because like people will write in and they'll say, I listened to this. And I'm like, I don't remember what we said. We don't remember what we said. But damn, you know, it's Dude. Because we enjoy each other so much. Yeah. So it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't even matter if anybody else was listening.
You know what's funny is we're just so honest and vulnerable and transparent on our podcast and all the time. But by doing that on the podcast, I've found and learned this, you know, I go into the real world where people I don't know that well, or maybe not at all, but they listen to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like for instance, the retreat, you're starting to interact and getting to know each other. Well, they know me very well.
Right.
Because they listen to the podcast.
Right.
And every once in a while I'll say something and like, they have a response because they know the story behind it. You know what I mean? Or like,
which is so cool.
We were in the car and I was saying something and I was talking about something and I said, just barely. And I see Chelsea go,
yep.
Like smile and just look at me like, and I look at her and I go, I said just barely. And she goes,
Barely.
She's like, oh yeah. I was like,
you did. I always say just barely.
I'm never going to stop saying it. It was just one of those, like so many moments where I'm just being me, like you and I are just being us all the time.
Right.
But I just am not used to people knowing like the references.
Right.
Right. So many things. And then when they know it, I'm like, I did share that, didn't
yes.
I?
Yes.
Like we're sitting there at the first night and I'm talking to the girls and it was prior to talking to you and after talking to you, you know, we're laughing and we're talking and even one of them said, you know, I was talking about how some of the things we've discussed or shared or talked about, and we're laughing. And she's like, yeah, like when you talked about your first time.
Oh,
like,
shit.
And I go, they're like, or when you shit your pants in the museum.
Yes. It's like those moments where you're like, I'm happy that I was able to be myself, but also,
wow.
It's a little embarrassing when you have to look at somebody face to face. You're like, it's just usually just us. And we're like, yeah. We don't know who's listening. But then all of a sudden, like, they're like, I know you shit your pants.
Oh yeah. But I will tell you, I mean,
very cool.
So many, and we get this all the time, but when I meet anyone, but for example, I met a woman who, and I'm not going to say names just because, but I met a woman who at the retreat, who for those of you that are listening, I met a lot of people that had wonderful things to say to me and also made me feel the exact same way. I'm just referencing this one thing because now I know all of them listen to the podcast.
Right.
But one person just kind of let me know, I guess, what role, how I was able to help her through her divorce.
Oh, wow.
And through a lot of personal stuff and, you know, through like our training program and my YouTube channel and our podcast. And I'm just, and to hear that, and then to be able to experience being around that person for so many days and just watching them like just thrive and glow, that is,
makes it, it's all,
it just feels, yeah, it feels really good to know that, even when we feel like we're really not doing much, we right, are in fact doing a lot for many people. Maybe not everybody, but
right,
it's not what it's about. So
I love that. Well, and yeah, you know, for our listeners, like we do really appreciate that. And if us being exactly who we are is going to bring that to someone, that is, it's just a huge gift to us, mm-hmm, you know, back, because, you know, as we've shared over and over again, we're like to think that you could have that kind of impact on somebody without, you know, being an inspirational speaker or, mm-hmm, you know, like just sharing your actual experiences and, you know, your ups and downs and all of that. It's nice to know that that's helping someone else. And, yeah, and if anything, just shows that other person that by sharing their experiences, they in turn can help somebody else,
mm-hmm,
you know, which is really what we want. It's just, you know, women helping women or just, you know, people helping people.
Mm-hmm. We had one woman there and then we will turn this off.
Yeah.
Her name's Dana. She's beautiful. She's from West Germany. She came out, mm-hmm, from Germany.
Wow.
And she's lost 100 pounds.
Wow.
And she was talking to me in one of our last days there because I've been a huge, it played a huge impact on her. And so has Dana, Lynn Bailey. And she kind of told me, what'd she say? Said many things. And then she told me, she said, you know, you like saved my life. Wow. And so little things like that, it's like, you just, you know,
you just don't know.
No. And I also, that's why it's, we believe it's so important to be vulnerable and honest and be ourselves, but also because we don't know how we're affecting so many people, being really willing to be self-aware and self-reflect and speak up if you feel like maybe you could have rubbed someone the wrong way unintentionally and you don't want to do that. It's like, just say, I'm sorry, or like talk right to people and communicate. And I think that that's something we've talked about. It's lacking because people are approaching life these days and has been for a while as if you only get one chance and right, don't fuck it up.
Right. You know? Or if you like you have it all figured out.
Yeah. And you we can't just change your mind.
Right.
It's like, you just can't learn anything.
Right. Right.
So just want to remind all of you guys that, and I actually taught this to my niece today. You know, we were kind of talking about how you can impact people just by saying, like engaging in conversation. We were leaving the fruit market, like this fruit stand that's here during the summertime. And the girl that I checked us out, she said, you know, have a nice day. And I said, oh, you too. Right. And left. And my little niece said, every time someone says that to you, like, are you supposed to say, like, respond basically? And so while we were driving home and I explained it to her, I'm like, you don't have to. I'm like, you know, you shouldn't lie. I said, however, I will tell you, I always respond the same way. And it's not, you know, maybe I have a lot of stress and I'm having a bad day or whatever. Any chance or any opportunity that you might have to make someone's day, a stranger, make their day better, you have got to take that opportunity because that is just going to trickle down to the next person, to the next person, to the next person. And that's how we can positively impact anyone that we're around or we're encountering, you know, grocery store, the gas station, the, you know, anywhere, DMV, post office, the airport, basically those three that like you're guaranteed to encounter someone who kind of wants to cut your head off.
Right.
you just gotta send out positive vibes. Don't hold them back just because you think it's weird. Like that's where I feel like why someone might not engage with someone that they don't know, because it's like, I don't know them. And I feel like that's also an attitude that I just see a teenager having, like, probably because I was with my little teenager niece who just turned 16. I was telling my mom, I was like, she's a brat. She's like, yeah. She's like, she is. You think so? And I was like, yeah. I'm like, she's sassy and she's bratty and she's, you know, she doesn't get into trouble and she's like a really good, really good kid. And I'm like, but her attitude sucks sometimes.
I know. Well, I just think that's that age group.
Yes, exactly. And they
just, yeah.
No, exactly. That's how Ruby was.
But it's also true. It's like, I think just reminding yourself that people are human, you know, like making an effort. And I think it's mostly people in service, you know, like in the service industry. I think that, you know, you're just so used to, like, if you're on the other side of it, just being served by someone and not acknowledging, like, oh, we are both human beings. Yep. We both have, you know, jobs to do and, you know, thank you for the job that you're doing, you know, or just that you're a human being. Yes. Hello. Yep. Have a nice day. You also, I would love for you to have a nice day.
Yeah.
You know, it's like sometimes like when you're like doing your Starbucks order, they'll be like, and thank you. And you're like, no, thank you. And they're like, oh, thank you. It's like, you know, you just like, it's like a surprise. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that, you know, you're taking your time to, you know, but how was your day? You know? Yeah. And yeah, of course, like we've joked about it before. I mean, when you say how's it going? How are you?
Like, well, it's a loaded question from a friend. It's when it's over text, it's like, oh man, yeah, it's over text, you know, but I feel like too, one thing to think about, maybe you're someone who you're realizing like you don't do that all the time and you want to have more of a positive impact on people that you encounter throughout your day. Think about it like this. I mean, if you're going to, you just need to be more aware, like wake up, you know, just like be more aware because it can be very easy. It's very easy to fall into your routine and you kind of get into like the, just this, you know, mundane sort of you kind of black out. It's kind of, you're driving home from the grocery store and all of a sudden you get home and you're like, holy shit.
How did I get here?
Because you've just been checked out.
Yeah.
You know, stop checking out and, you know, I guess live your life more awake and coherent.
Be grateful for kindness and in turn give kindness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that. Love that message. We will end on that note.
Yeah. A force and divorce.
She's a divorce.
Gosh, that's so good. Okay. You guys, thanks for listening.
Thank you so much, guys. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating.
5-star warning.
And we will talk to you guys next week.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.